is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Great Shalom. I'm Sharon Sorrells, and we are talking about the great rescue that has been accomplished at Passover, yes, at the resurrection, yes, and for us in this day, in this hour, this Passover resurrection season. And I did not intend to go on this long. I have the next series that the Lord had me do back in February. I recorded it in February when I didn't have time to do so. Clearly, it's what you all need now. It needs to be aired in May, in my opinion, and applied in May and June, and let's get on. But I don't hear that y'all are with me yet. I don't hear the people around me being with me. And so we're going to go at it again. We have been rescued. But you need to take the land. Just because you're out of Egypt, just because the Lord has opened the door out of Egypt, doesn't mean that you are out of Egypt or Egypt is out of you. You've got to seize that. And you've got to, let's be obedient this time and not wander for 40 years, and let's go in and take the land. Okay, so I'm going to read wonderful quote from Franklin Graham. I'm sure you all know who Franklin Graham is, son of Billy Graham, and he runs both the ministry as well as Samaritan's Purse. And from the current issue of Decision Magazine, he says, "As horrific as this pandemic has been, and the staggering toll it has taken on the world, there is a much more horrible disease that has infected mankind, sin. All of us are born sinners, and that sin has separated us from a holy God." Who would have thought that a microscopic virus originating in China would, in just a few short months, lock down virtually the entire world? Who would have thought that the disease would infect more than 2 million people in 185 countries and territories? Among the tens of thousands who have died as I write, how many of them knew their days were numbered? Well, and so this is a great beginning of a sermon that might say, so get right with God because you don't know how long life is. And that is so true. That is so true. And I am assuming that that sermon is being preached in every pulpit of the land. I hope so. And I doubt it. And I am assuming that Christians are looking at the map and seeing that where this devastation was terrible was exactly where the people were most anti-God, who killed Christians and who killed Jews. But of course, it is not politically correct to talk about judgment. This is not something we can do. And I'm not going to say that God sent this. We can see that this was the creation of humans. This is ensconced in fact. People wanted to cover that up and argue it and shame, but it is repeatedly, reproducibly a finding of science that this was created by humans. And how much did science save you? And how much did government save you? And how much did entertainment save you? No, only God saves you. And then people prayed, got together. We had a national day of prayer, and the statistics changed. Squashed! Changed. But I'm not hearing anybody saying God saved us from the coronavirus. Yes, there is a few mop-ups to do. Yes, it could come back. But look, we did not see hundreds of thousands of die in the United States. And we were never the worst case scenario, contrary to what you did see in the media. 21 million cell phones are dead in China. So there's reasonable evidence there that 21 million people died. We do know that lots of people died. We do know that in Iran, they were using Caterpillar front-end loaders to excavate large tracks in which to put bodies. The death toll was significant to begin with, and that is not what we see today. You know, they weren't making it up that the medical industry was, and the morgues too, were overwhelmed in Italy and Spain. They weren't making that up. And that's not what we saw here. And that's not what we're seeing even in places like Mexico that hasn't been able to respond in the same way the United States. You know, Mexico is a middle-income country. We're not seeing devastation in this way in Haiti. We didn't see devastation in this way in Sweden. The virus isn't stamped out, but we really did so much better than anybody predicted. Do you think that the models were horribly wrong and you think this was all a hoax? Some people do. If that's true, then the fact that we've been able to squeak by and so far our economy has not crashed is a miracle. But if those were not hoax models, then God saved us. Either way, God opened a door for his people, and he made a difference between in Goshen and in typological Egypt. So, of course, we bless Egypt, but the Egypt of today. The point is that God works in patterns. God loves people. He gave his begotten son for us, that we shouldn't perish, that we would have everlasting life. The people who were saved and died went to heaven. The people who were saved and faced frightening scenarios had the peace of mind. People who knew about salvation often called somebody and got saved. Some of the phone lines have been busy with people repenting and people coming to the Lord or back to the Lord. And even those who are hardened through pride and false education said to me, I really admire people of faith because it gives them peace of mind. And that's true. That's a salvation in itself. That's a rescue in itself, because panic is never good. No matter how bad the situation is, if you panic, you are making foolish decisions. You need to keep some peace of mind so that you can make wise decisions. Somebody said pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional, because that has to do with your mind. So, yes, I urge you to get saved. God works in patterns. And the pattern of Passover for salvation, personal salvation, absolutely, yes, we believe in it. And it applies to the learning disabled child, to the child who has problems in all ways. In the first instance, they will have the peace of mind of having a loving Heavenly Father and know that they are accepted in the Beloved. This is self-esteem, not boosterism and not all the foolish and on campaigns that we have been doing. This is, we cannot be righteousness enough, but we are righteous in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we are impelled to live righteously. And so for that reason, we have self-esteem. So our self-esteem is first in Jesus and second as a result of the life we live in Jesus. and all the false accusations that happen to the child who's having learning problems. Oh, you're not paying attention. You're not trying hard. You need to go slower. Why aren't you trying? Oh, you're just talking. All of these stupid hypotheses that come up still. What are they teaching in college? I don't know. But we're not teaching character, and we need it for everybody. And the false accusation that comes to the mother. Whenever the child has a problem, it's the mother's. And this is still perpetuated in the psychology industry. What? I just don't know. Although, family systems, this is true. And if we can find a key to make things better, let's do that. And because of so much false accusation and the guilt and the shame, then often the keys to better nutrition and better education practices and whatever are denied because people are frightened and shamed falsely. And all of these things we do know are true. This is ensconced in science. And if you've got $68,000, you can go to Brain Balance and they'll first send you to a nutritionist and then they'll give you some exercises. They're working on the physiological problems, and they're seeing great improvement. So we know that's true, but it often takes faith to get there. And I guess probably I speak to most of the people who don't just happen to have $68,000 laying around. And you're going to need to find the solution for your child. And so for so many people, despair, I don't even want to call it resignation, despair. And you just send those kids off to the public system and they get processed however they get processed. And you say, I can't do anything about it. You jolly well can. But I understand what you need to see is that system, whether it's medical or educational or governmental, is often controlled by the wrong spirit. It's like Egypt. It's there for bondage. It's there. You are the fodder for their empire. It's not there to serve you. That you find sometimes in the church. Right? So I'm giving you all of this, the benefit of what I know, the benefit of all of my battles. And this broadcast, who, how much did you pay to hear this broadcast? This is the free gift of God. And God is opening the door. This is letting you out of Egyptian bondage. You're no longer a slave because the truth has made you free, but you not set you free. The truth will set you free, but you have to incorporate it into yourself to make yourself free so you take the promised land. God works in patterns. God wants to save your eternal soul through salvation, yes, but that salvation works like a leaven through the whole system, so the whole bread is tasty and fluffy. It grows like a plant. So from one seed, a sprout from an incorruptible seed, but growing into an oak tree, yes? Not just your eternal soul, but for the rest of your life. God wants health, blessing, the prosperity of having enough. God wants total well-being for you. And somehow there are blockages, I understand. So those are the battles that you have to go through to take the land. The land is there. Just like the promised land was there for the children of Israel when they left Egypt. And God promised them victory in the battle, but they did have to show up for it. And so God provided unmasking of how some of the mountains of society, sectors of society, were controlled by the evil one. This is not a political broadcast, but this was unmasked. You need to find real truth, but I do focus on the families of children who have problems, and there is great rescue for you. And it's all centered in salvation. Start with salvation. Get on your knees and give your life to the Lord and ask the Lord into your life and welcome Him as Lord of your life. And be sure your children also. And do this as a family. Start reading the Bible together as a family. Praying as a family. Start living as Christians. Start thinking about Jesus first when you hear the news. And if the news doesn't align, then throw it out, because all truth is God's truth. God created this universe. And I'm hearing even people who think they're Christians talk about fear, control, and confusion. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Sound mind is self-control. God gave us not a spirit of fear. So if you're moving in a spirit of fear, all you can say is, oh, I damn the statistics. That is fear. And if you're trying to control people with that, which you probably are by now, stop it. Repent. Go into your prayer closet. Start reading your Bible until you can come out with love and self-control. God did not give you a spirit of controlling others. You lead others. God, in fact, leads. God does not push. Satan pushes. Satan drives. But God leads. That's how a shepherd leads sheep. And sheep are stupid. So you lead with leadership. Don't control other people. And don't allow yourself to be controlled. There are a lot of demon spirits who use people to control, to keep Christians down, unempowered, poor, sick, shamed, guilty, and not receiving the great shalom that God would like them to have. And God is not the author of confusion. If you just feel like you just can't figure this out, step back and think why. There are times when people have intentionally obfuscated. Like if you study economics from University of Chicago and you try to find out how money is made, it's too complicated. Well, it's written too complicated, because how money is made is really not complicated at all. And if you just can't figure out your checkbook today, what was it that you ate? Did you sleep well enough? And pity the poor child who doesn't have enough maturity and enough widespread vision to diagnose himself. But I see these children who just look so suffering. I see their eyes they just don't understand. And they're usually fat and they're uncomfortable, and it's a physiological problem. And we need to take this in our hands. This has been unmasked. Where is your food coming from? Is that not insanity that you do not know that your food supply is safe? You do not know that your medicines are safe. There's so much to be said about this. And people have used their time of confinement, and they were upset, so they bought liquor. Let's stop that. Deal with your anxiety I understand sometimes, you know, a nice cup of tea or even chamomile tea for your kiddos. But deal with it by dealing with the problems. First, get your life right with the Lord. And then you don't have that nagging voice all the time of accusation. And then define what the problem is and fix it. And if it's simply, I can't work on my checkbook tonight, is that an ongoing problem? Is it that you don't understand the math? Or is it that you're too tired? Or is it something you ate. And really, I'm serious about this. So if too much wheat flour is just making you feel blah and confused, then stop eating that stuff. It's probably not the wheat like God made it. That's the problem. But if that's the only wheat you can buy, then that's what you have to stop eating. So I am hearing that this kind of talk, which I would talk about in the 80s and was be completely discounted and mocked, and even 10 years ago people might roll their eyes, and some older people would come out against it. Now I'm hearing my students already know this. Hallelujah. Students meaning people who are 20. So maybe you understand what I'm saying there. God wants total well-being for you. And if you are locked in fear, control, and confusion, stop it. Open the door and walk out, because God made salvation for you. Salvation means rescue. And then there are all these false accusations. If you live for God, if you're ministering for God, serving God, you will be persecuted. And the false accusations and the mind control can be astounding. But the blood of Jesus speaks better things. And so listen to the voice of the blood of Jesus and plead the blood in the courts of heaven and silence the other voices. No tongue that shall rise against you shall prosper. Amen. So God works in a pattern. God wants total well-being for you, for your eternal soul, for your children, for your children's education and development, so they can go out and live their full callings in life. And that salvation is not simply for individual souls, and it's not simply for individual lives, but it's for all of society. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ. And that will only happen by human activity. Thank God Jesus was a human, because that worked the legal rights of salvation, because there was a perfect human. You understand, if you know theology, what I'm talking about. But this world will become the way it should be, one of two ways. Well, there is going to be co-laboring, so it's actually one way. So, yes, we are going to be Jesus' agents in the world, his hands and feet. But in the final analysis, Jesus himself will come back. And I don't know when. And it could be soon. But the downside of very soon, soon and very soon, is that I don't think we're ready. We're not very mature. I think a good groom wants a mature bride. That's what I think. But on the other hand, I see the signs of the time looking like a whole lot like Revelation. Well, I can't tell you the timing. Hallelujah, maybe that's a good thing. But either way, we need to get to work, don't you say? If Jesus is going to come back, in a month, in a few months, do all you can during those. If he's going to delay his tarrying, and the signs are misleading because Satan tries to move the times and seasons, hallelujah, we know what the pattern is, and we know we're going to get to work, because we only have a few short years to work here anyway. The only way it works. So, there is a pattern, and God told us about this. He told us about it in the Passover. He told us about it after the resurrection. He told us about it in the New Testament. He's been telling us about it in preaching since then. And there have been a lot of doors that unmasked all of this in these past few weeks. Take advantage of those. And yes, this relates particularly to children with learning problems. Let's get those cast out, fixed, undone, overcome, worked around, so that these children live out their full calling, So these children can carry out their vocation. So these children can make the contribution to the world that they wish to make. Amen. And I put something on Facebook that was really very harsh. I said, if you're moving in fear and control and confusion, then you're working for the Antichrist. And I actually really meant that, every word that I said, literally. It's still, whose side are you on, boys? It's still that way. Now, we're going to embark on a series on prosperity. I don't like what has been preached. I think it's lopsided. Anyway, my calling in this broadcast is to speak into mothers who speak into their children, and we're going to talk about what you need to teach your children so they understand financial stewardship, so they understand how to make money and manage money. And it just doesn't do any good to be all developed in faith, even if you've got the right doctrine and the right faith, if you don't also add works to it, and you have to have a certain amount of knowledge and wisdom to make all of that work. And I am tired of seeing people who can confess strongly and then who refuse to learn how to do their business. So, children need to be taught how to navigate in the society in which they live. That's part of the job, a large part of the job of being a parent. And so I'm going to equip you for that. Come back and do that. Share this broadcast, greatshalom.org. Thank you very much. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to greatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.